This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Catholic Church has paid tens of millions of dollars in settlements to sexual abuse survivors in Wisconsin, but the full picture of priest sexual abuse in the state is just now emerging. Wisconsin Watch has verified at least 170 priests with credible allegations of sexual abuse between Wisconsin's five dioceses and many religious orders. But as WPR's Bram Sable-Smith reports, naming the accused is only a start. And a warning that this story contains graphic content of a sexual nature involving children. It may be disturbing to some listeners.
When Patty Gallagher Marchant was in second grade in 1965, a young priest at her Monona, Wisconsin parochial school befriended her family. He'd come over for dinner, go drinking with her father, and at school, he chose Marchant to bring him his daily milk.
He sexually abused me in his office right off the gymnasium.
She was only seven. Marchant says the abuse lasted for about a month. It was traumatic. She calls it a mind trip. She had to make her first confession to this priest, Lawrence Trainer.
So I had to say, "I'm sorry, Father, for I have sinned," to the man who was violating me.
Marchant repressed the memories for over 25 years. She became a psychotherapist, got married, started a family. Then in 1991, her own daughter turned seven, and the memories of abuse came flooding back. That's when she picked up the phone.
I called the Madison Diocese and said, "I'd like to speak with somebody about Lawrence Trainer," and they immediately went silent.
Marchant wanted to warn the diocese about an abusive priest. Instead, she was ensnared in a legal battle that ended in a six-figure settlement for her, but she says with little closure. Taking on the church felt like enduring another wave of violence, not just for her, but her parents.
They lived in fear of being targeted or blamed. And it wasn't their fault or my fault that this happened. He chose us. He knew we were vulnerable. So we were victims of a crime. We were victims of a crime.
In 2003, the Madison Diocese admitted to paying $1.6 million to 19 survivors of priest sexual abuse. Lawrence Trainer was publicly listed as one of four priests with documented allegations. But even then, Marchant says no one from the church ever even apologized for what she endured. But something changed this summer. The Madison Diocese got a new bishop, Donald Hine. Marchant was expecting to be placated. Instead, he agreed to meet her.
The meeting certainly allowed me to apologize to her on behalf of the church.
Bishop Hine.
And to say those words of apology seems so inadequate in face of the enormity of what she experienced, and yet they're important.
Hine says in the past, church officials were advised by lawyers, so they responded to people like Marchant in a legal way.
When, in fact, I think what victims were really looking for, are looking for, is a pastoral response, you know, a human response.
A pastoral response. Hine says he's met with several survivors since he became bishop, and he tries to bring that human dimension to each one.
Certainly, my door and heart are always open for speaking with victims as they may feel the need to come forward.
Marchant says Hine was the first person from the church to tell her the anger that she and her family felt was warranted.
To be heard and validated for something we've been carrying mostly on our own for so long was massive.
Marchant says there's still work to be done. She'd like to see the bishop speak about abuse from the pulpit and offer a place for the people and families harmed to go to talk about what happened. But for now, she says, a bishop open to meaningful conversations is a good start. Bram Sable-Smith, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story is part of a partnership between WPR and Wisconsin Watch.